Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by Zeepa, the anti-snoring device. Go to Zeepa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, put in the promo code FCOL and you'll get free shipping.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Did we say welcome to the show?
We are now. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We got lots to talk about.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It's been a doozy of a week for me.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to hear the stories. We walked in and Stephanie said, I got some shit.
It's just been a lot.
Yeah, whirlwind.
Yeah, my week's been really extra.
Yeah.
Having a 13-year-old daughter is hilarious.
Oh, God.
I get a lot of lingo.
Great.
also, my kids are eating me out of house and home. And speaking of eating. I want to tell you guys before we get into the show about ButcherBox.
ButcherBox.
ButcherBox.com. Here's what you get. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken. So none of them, you know, antibiotics and
I made it last night.
Steroids and things that like make our kids grow boobs at seven.
Yeah.
None of that. Right. This is like good food. It's delivered right to your door on dry ice. Free shipping anywhere in the United States. Great taste. High quality meat. And, you know, if you don't live near like a Whole Foods, you know, otherwise known as Whole Paycheck, you're going to want to order
You'll get something.
Exactly.
So I made it for dinner last night. I made the chicken stir fry. And it was delicious. You can tell that there's a difference. There's a difference.
Why you got to shame me that I'm not making stir fry?
Oh, Sunday. It's Sunday dinner. All right.
You're inspiring, Lynette.
Thank you. No.
But you know what helps to cook good ingredients?
That's
like
right.
ButcherBox. If you order now, you're going to get $10 off plus free bacon. Who doesn't like
that? Who doesn't like free bacon?
Go to ButcherBox.com. Use the discount code FCOL. No commitment. You can cancel anytime. That's ButcherBox.com. Use the code FCOL. Enjoy.
All right. So party town happening in San Francisco. People are on the Facebook page talking about the meetup that they're planning.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, June 2nd at Cobb's.
Yeah,
go
to For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In. Mm-hmm. That's our Facebook page where you can like have conversations that don't show up on your wall
because
it's a closed group. Mm-hmm. You're going to be asked a couple questions so that we can make sure you're not just some like, you know, Al-Qaeda operative that's wants to be in like a parenting podcast group.
That's what they like to do, you know.
They love it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Russian bot. I don't know who you are. But if you can't answer how many kids I have,
that's right.
Maybe you don't need to be in the For Crying Out Loud page.
Yeah. So they're planning a party or they're planning a meetup, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our show is going to be a lot of fun. So
yeah, hell yeah,
yeah.
We're going to have a meetup for the VIPs, and then we're going to have a really fun show, and we're going to party.
Oh God,
Lynette's partied. You partied a little bit.
last night?
I drank some wine last night.
Well, home party.
I'm not used to drinking wine. So I had to make dinner. You know, sip here, sip there. Yeah, well,
Pretty soon, Adam's story started to sound like downright interesting,
right? Tell me more. So what's going on?
So we had a crazy, okay, we had, LB had a guest in from out of town.
Okay.
And for a bar mitzvah that she went to, her best guy friend had his bar mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, these bar mitzvahs are like quinceañeras, you know.
On steroids?
For Jews.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they're like a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
These parents go all out, you know. There's every – and it's really funny because, I mean, and I'm a Jew. So, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But we're not religious, as you know. Yeah. So, Elby's not having one. But right. she gets invited to all of them.
Right. Right.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're all a little different, but they have like – they're like weddings, except for the kids. You know how weddings have like certain staples?
Yes.
Well, the bar mitzvahs have like most of the girls have like a henna tattoo station. There's a big thing is the what do you call it? Like a airbrush.
Airbrush hat. Yeah.
Everybody knows what I'm saying, and I can't think of it. Kaylin,
yeah, like what? Body paint.
No, like where you do it on a T-shirt and it looks like graffiti.
Oh, screen.
With the paint?
Screen, yeah. What's it called?
Air something.
Yeah. So they're making T-shirts with that.
That's what I'm talking
that.
About.
Yeah.
They make a T-shirt and they write your name on it.
Uh-huh.
And then they do, or they'll do it on a hat. So they got, like a lot of, so Elby's got a little small collection of
right
hats and right. things with her name
and
on
does
it.
Does she wear hats?
No. No. And then they have, you know, the DJ, and then the kids do have a photo montage happen. So that everybody watches the parents all make a photo montage to music.
Okay.
And they all use the same vendors, right? So it's like everybody, you know, it's like they have like
what
the same
racket,
stuff.
What a racket, man.
It's such a racket. I mean, these parents spend like a lot. They lay down a lot of cake on these events.
Getting some ideas, some business ideas.
Right?
No, I'm kidding.
So
fire up silk screen machine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So the thing is, a lot of them are, they're a big event. And so this one, this weekend was the service was in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Said 9:30 on the invite, but then we got an email the night before that was like, you can come closer to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids get there at 10, and then they go to the service, which was 2 hours, and then there's a lunch afterwards. Uh-huh. Then you go pick them back up, and then they go to a party at – they went to a party at like a tennis club at 7
there's
to 11.
Well, I don't understand the lunch. Why not just have the food served at the party?
They do both. Some people don't do the lunch.
Okay.
It's like a thing at temples.
Right.
It's called a kiddish
yeah.
lunch. Some people don't do it.
Right. Okay.
But the people
the
that
Jews
are kind of going all out.
I love it because the Jews always have food. Always.
A lot of food.
Yeah. They're like the Italians.
My sister-in-law is always like, what are you
going
to, like any party,
service.
Any time people come over to her house,
yeah.
she's got a spread.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you going to do? I'm Jew.
Right.
You
right.
Know?
Right. No,
you know
I
I'm
totally going to
have too
it.
Much food.
Yeah. No, it's like, well, first of all, you're sitting there for 2 hours. That's kind of a long time during the service to listen to some other language that you kind of don't understand, or maybe
yeah.
you do if you're studying it. But it just seems like, sorry, I'm going to burp. It just seems like a long time, so it makes sense. But I would just think that you would just go like a wedding. You would go to the service, and then from there you go to the party.
Okay, so some of them are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest,
mm-hmm.
it's a hell of a lot easier as a parent.
Yeah.
Then it's not, you're not planning your entire day around multiple events.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my wedding.
Right.
Like I got to, you know, and as parents, obviously we have to like, okay, get ready, you take them here and then I got to be on call to go pick them up.
Right.
And then I have to, then you come
it's
home and then
the
make
ass.
Sure that they're, you know, they have a few hours to kill. And then, you know, by the way, I have like 18 other children.
So, I know,
but
I know.
And right now we're in the season of it because Elby's 13
mm-hmm.
and she turned 13 early in
right.
November.
Right.
And all these other kids are all, as they turn 13, they all have their bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. So she's just like, She's got double bills on.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, she's got two.
Oh,
the
my
one after
God.
That.
Wow.
Yeah. And then think about this.
Why isn't she
every single
just...
one, you got to give a gift.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's pricey.
I would
AF.
Just go get an Amazon gift card, like 10 of them, and just give them out.
No, you do. You have to do a check, and it's in multiples of 18. So it's like basically the going rate for like a friend, you know, is
so you got to give each kid $18?
No, you got to give each kid $54, pretty much. I mean, unless it's a closer friend, especially if your whole family's invited, forget it. You got to give a lot more than that.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I would be like, listen, Elby, how close of a friend are you with this person?
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All the other friends are going to them.
Yeah.
They don't want to be
they don't want FOMO.
Not go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hashtag FOMO.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, wow. In fact, Elby wants to go to all the services too, because a couple of them, like next weekend, she's got back-to-back service, luncheon, and then that ends at 4, and then at 5 o'clock, she's got a service for the next kid going into a party that ends at 11 o'clock.
I did this in middle
school. I was just going to ask you.
You did?
Yeah, I went to school with a lot of Jewish kids. Mm-hmm. And I had a graduating class of about like 75, 80. I must have gone to like 60 bar and bat mitzvahs in 1 year.
You
it was every single Saturday.
Tell us what school you went to.
Oakwood.
Oh, okay. There
Makes
you go.
Sense.
Jew Central.
Yeah. A lot
yeah.
of Jews.
Yeah.
And yeah, those services after like the 20th one are just the worst.
But so you went to all of them?
I went to all of them.
And the service, you didn't like skip out on the service?
No.
See, Adam would probably like skip out on the service and just go to the party. Nobody's going to notice if I'm there or not.
I know, but you know, Elby is such a, you know, a good.
Yeah, she's a rule follower.
She's a rule follower.
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, I'm not going to skip the service. Like,
right.
People would go to the service.
Right.
Like, that would be rude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know if they're going to notice.
That's what I'm saying.
But we went to, okay, so my friend Lara that I've referred to here before. So Lara's daughter, one of Elby's BFFs, Lily, I was invited to that one, our whole family was, because they're our family friends. And it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
When you're invited too, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, now it's fun.
Right.
Like when I'm just having to carpool
yeah,
them
I know.
Around, it's
I
like,
know.
This is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But man, it's fun. It's like getting to go to a wedding.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, I went to that one, Suzanne's little brother, no, nephew. And it was a lot of fun.
And it was fun that Xander and Sadie,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they stayed up until midnight and were
mm-hmm.
dancing. And,
right.
you know, they
right.
just have so much fun. They're at a fun age where
just,
they don't get tired and act
yeah,
cranky.
I know,
they're all up for it.
Yeah.
They're like, I am here for this. Like,
right.
not going to bed till 1? Yes.
Right.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dancing,
no,
partying.
I'm picturing it in like a hall. Like at a hotel.
Yeah, like
a conference room. But I'm like
a lot of like clubs.
But
like
I picture
clubs.
It like dark. Is it dark? And then I picture like maybe a disco ball that somebody brought in the middle, and then they're playing the music.
No, these things, okay. It's
yeah.
a whole, it's
Telling.
A thing.
Yeah.
Because when my friend Lara was telling me about like, okay, so got to get a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you know, our school uses this DJ, plays some good music. And she's like, no, you don't understand. It's not just hire a DJ
right.
that plays music. It's a thing.
Right. Right.
They have dancers. They have like hype people that like they come with a team
mm-hmm.
of like mm-hmm. four that are dancing and leading them and like line dancing
oh
and like
my
going, come on,
God.
Everybody. All right. Whose bat mitzvah is it? All right. Hey, let's all. Hey, Lily. You know,
yeah.
and then they're like, come on, kids. Come on. Get out here. All right. We're doing the curly shuffle or
well,
whatever
you know
the hell
what?
They're doing.
Curly shuffle.
I don't know.
The Pee Wee Herman.
The wobble. It's time to do the wobble.
Oh, my and, God. But listen, good for the kid, because the kid has been studying their ass off. To have to do the whole service thing, that's pretty, you know, they deserve it.
You know what's a big thing that happens too? The kids all melt down, the one who's having it.
Yeah.
It's like a thing. Like a lot of them cry at their own
because party. They're so stressed.
I think what it is like all this buildup,
yeah.
right? It's probably like having a wedding. It's like
right.
all this planning, all this buildup. It's your big special day. You're having to go to rehearsal, like you said,
mm-hmm.
like for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
For you know, you're going to Hebrew school. You're going to
yeah.
then you start after Hebrew school when you start preparing for your thing. You're working with the rabbi. You're going mm-hmm. every week to these things.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are planning the shit out of this event,
right?
right? It finally comes. You're figuring out your invites. You're and then it's like you have your service and then the party and then it's probably like, oh my God, it's over.
right
now, what? I peaked.
Yeah. Ah. So they start to have a little bit of a meltdown.
I think so. Yeah.
Like, where do I go from here?
Yeah.
Oh, they should have
what
like
am I gonna do with my life?
They should have like a post party,
right?
Like a backstage.
I know. That's why I told Elby. I was like, see, but for you, it's all gonna start when you're 21.
Right.
Like, none of this 13 and my life is done. Bullshit.
Yeah. No. Did they melt down at your bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs?
Yeah, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Wow.
Kids can't handle that.
I guess.
13-year-olds.
They just fucking did a whole two-hour service in front of people reading from the Torah. But then they go and have a meltdown. Kind of don't blame them. It's a lot.
I mean, just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. What? You got an opinion?
Isn't this what this podcast is? It's
yeah.
where I say stuff and then people write mean
right.
things on Facebook about me?
Right, right.
Just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like too much. Right? You're 13.
Yeah.
They're not getting married.
Yes.
Reel it in a little bit. You don't need to have, listen, these DJs.
I agree.
This is what I tried to, because when my friend was telling me, like, oh no, you have to have, it's keeping up with the Joneses. Like, if this person, because all the kids go around to all the bar and bat mitzvahs and they're like, been there, done that. Like, you got to step it up. Or this one had this DJ and like, oh, she just had. Like two hype people.
So
that one was better. It had four. Everybody was actually dancing.
You want me to ask Adam to do stand up and get like a couple of his stand up friends? Is that what you're hinting at
for Elby's?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a celebrity.
Yeah. Look at
Adam
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. Yeah. The parents are going to all be
Ross.
Talking about it. Like Stephanie had like, Elby got roasted.
Yeah.
It was
Jeff
amazing.
Ross roasting as a. That'd be great.
What are you, 13? You look like you're 10.
You should totally do that.
You got to drink some milk.
You're just eat your Wheaties, kid.
Yeah. Then he's going to want to get paid. And I'm going to be like, that's a little harsh.
Yeah.
Well, she's only 13.
Listen.
Hey, what do you want?
He's going to make that kid cry. That's for sure. You want to see a kid cry.
Yeah. Jeff's like, they all cry. But that's because of the stress, not because you're
making fun of his hair. So, it's Jufro. Okay.
So
wait a minute. Let me ask you a question, though. Are some of them, all of them like that pretty much? Or is there some, because Sheldon's was just like at the service, and then there was like, I don't remember it being like a big party, like a wedding. I remember it like a going to their house afterwards, I think.
Well, this could be a Los Angeles thing.
Mm.
This could be a competitive LA
yeah.
parents kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know one person, but it's like weddings in the way of like you could have a wedding in your backyard.
Yeah, right.
But some people are going to be like, no, I had 200 people at my wedding. It
right.
was a big my friend that I was talking to last night said that she went to one
mm-hmm.
that was way too much. She was like, it had to have been like $100,000. It was like the biggest, most lavish, like they flew in something. I won't be too specific, just in the off chance that this person was listening,
mm-hmm.
but she was like, yeah, they flew in food from New York for the
wow.
yeah. But at this point, this has nothing to do with the actual kid.
Yeah,
this has to do with
like look at us, look what we can plan, look at what we can afford, look at
right,
what we can do.
Right. So I mean, yeah, Elby has one friend who's doing just a service and a lunch,
mm-hmm.
and then I have another. There's another one that this is so cool. I think Elby got invited to one that's a service in a park. With mm-hmm. followed by a picnic lunch.
Yeah.
And then they're taking all the kids to a Dodger game.
Oh,
at night.
My God. That's awesome.
I thought that was
that's
so
great.
Cute. And
oh,
cool.
my gosh. That's awesome.
And Elby was all excited
yeah.
about that one.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah.
And then sometimes people do like But this is crazy and seems way more expensive even than having a party. But some people do like a huge, like, we're going on taking our kid on a safari and then just having and doing, you know, the service in Israel. And then we're going on a trip.
Yeah, I'm always jealous of those families. Like, that's a lot of go-getting. I can't even imagine. Like, yeah, we're going on a safari or even just like going on some of these vacations that some people take. It just sounds to me like, so you got three kids all under the age of 10 and you guys are going hiking in Iceland? Like, really?
Oh, remember I told you that before Sadie and Xander were five, I wouldn't even go to a restaurant.
I know.
Let alone on a trip.
I can't even. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I won't go to Applebee's with these fuckers. No, it's too hard.
No, I know.
That's not relaxing. Who's that for?
Exactly.
They're not getting anything out of it, and I'm certainly not getting anything out of it. I'd rather at that point make a box of macaroni and cheese and call it a night.
Like, we're going zip lining in Costa Mesa.
Well, you've done that.
No, not in Costa Rica. No, I have not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't leave the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Catalina. But that's just a day.
First of all, I wouldn't even know how to get a passport.
I know. At this
point, I'd have to be Googling that. Like, that seems like a 4-day.
That's a chore.
Ordeal.
I'm looking at the mom, always thinking, "Are you really excited for this? Are you really pumped? Really? You're really pumped for this trip,
right? And you know, then those people will also be like, "Well, it's an experience. Like, I want my kids to have experience, but they're not going to remember. Not till like after 10,
exactly." Exactly.
Although, and even at 10, I feel like 12 is when they're really going to be like, wow, we had an amazing vacation in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that, they're just going to expect it the next year.
Exactly.
They're going to be like, oh, that's what our family does. We go to Hawaii.
Well, right. Where do you go from there?
Right.
Like, once you take them on a safari and then the next summer comes around, now they're going to be like, well, what's going on? Elon Musk taking us to the moon this time? Like, what's going on, Dad?
Now you're going to Camp Holly Woodland for 4 days.
Yeah.
They're
what?
Like, what?
They'd be like, what the?
How dare you?
Yeah. You're joking.
Ha ha. Where's Elon? Is he going to come out from behind
exactly.
Be like, am I getting punked right now?
No, seriously,
I have no plans for you this summer. You're going to Girl Scout Twilight Camp.
Right.
Come on. Come on.
We're going
backpacking
Mom.
In Europe, right? Nope.
That's the thing. Like, where do you go from there? It's got to be like, the only trip that I could see me planning would be Italy, because I want my kids to see the home, the motherland.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I went to Italy once. Oh, God, that was a fiasco.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I went too. Where'd you go?
Well.
Oh, tell me.
Jimmy Kimmel, who is a mensch, how he is, and he planned Adam's 40th.
Okay.
And he said, so for his 40th. I loved when Jimmy didn't have his late night talk show, because then he'd always plan Adam's parties and shit. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess Adam's birthday's. He would always go, you have anything in mind? And I go, his birthday's like, that's how he is. So he's like, all right.
By the way, can I interject one thing, because I'm scared I'm going to forget it?
Yeah.
Julie went to, you know, the Camp Corazon?
Yes.
The heart camp?
Yes.
Heart camp, right? Mm-hmm. That Julie's husband Jamil was honored at this big fundraiser for Camp Corazon.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's,
I donated to
Jimmy's,
that.
The surgeon who worked on Jimmy's son,
mm-hmm.
was the one who was being honored this year. And Julie said, you got to tell Annette that Jimmy came and he was really funny and he presented the award to the guy and did this thing where he auctioned off tickets to his show, but to VIP, and then I don't know, there people were bidding, it was a live auction, and then he was like, come on, I need it to be, we need to raise more money than this other prize that went out. So I think it was like going to go for $10,000. He was like, you guys, come on. It's me. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to cook you whatever
he's
going to cook them.
Oh,
you're going to stay after. I'm going to cook you make you something and cook you macaroni and cheese that he cooks.
Yes. He cooks a lot of stuff.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I'll make grilled cheese sandwiches for everybody. Okay. So people started bidding and it went up to $40,000. So then he was like, you know what? Let's do another one.
Wow.
He did it, I think, 3 or 4 times, and each one went for $40,000.
Oh,
Julie said it just blew
God.
Everyone away. She was like, he's amazing. Yes. He's so giving. And
yeah.
And she was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, he was so – it was so amazing and sweet. Yeah, and I was like – and she goes, please tell Lynette that happened.
I love – thank you, Julie. I love that. Didn't you go last year?
And yeah, I went.
Wasn't the host last year?
Tom Arnold.
No. Well, was it Tom Arnold?
And then, yeah, and then I told you the story of, like, the comedian that yeah. went up and was just being really filthy.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a crazy story. But yeah. Julie said it was much more organized this year.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I told that on the air last year. I was like,
right.
it was,
I remember
it was
you
a
telling me that
mess.
Story. That, right. Mm-hmm.
Tom Arnold is just being really crazy and not making a lot of sense. And yeah.
Well, it's a good organization.
And at one point, Julie's mom's friend, mm-hmm. I told you, stormed the stage. I mean, there were like 500 people there on all these banquet tables.
Yes.
And Julie's mom's friend, this older lady, like went up on stage and was like, everybody, you're being so rude.
Oh, yeah.
You need to listen to Tom Arnold. He's the host.
Oh, Jesus.
And we were all like, this is not happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But she said this
I love that you went to that. That's the one that you got to go to.
I know.
Which is great. I love it.
Perfect for me.
Perfect. What's the name of the organization again?
Camp Corazon.
Right.
And it helps. It sends kids mm-hmm. that are born with like congenital heart defects
right.
and
mm-hmm.
that have heart problems and have had open heart surgery and have scars mm-hmm. and can't are medical need constant medical supervision.
Right.
They all get to go to camp and be a normal kid. It's
yeah.
in Catalina.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really
it's a good
great
organization. Yeah.
Anyway,
check it out.
Go on. Jimmy plans Adam's birthday.
What a dick that Jimmy Kimmel. So he plans. Okay, so he plans it, and we get like 6 or 7 couples. So it's like Bill Simmons and his wife, Sal and Melissa, Sarah Silverman and Jimmy.
Right.
And I think the Barbieri's, which is he's a writer on the show.
Jim.
Tony.
Oh, okay.
He plays Jake. He plays that character Jake Burr, who shows up at all these wacky things, like to the Roy Moore thing. And he's like, oh, I want more.
Oh, yeah,
more,
yeah, more, yeah, more. Yeah. I love that guy.
You know, yeah, that's Tony.
And
funny.
Wasn't he also on Crank Anchors?
Yeah, he's yeah. been way with us way back. Yeah, and his wife, okay. Daryl. She's really nice. So
I love the name Daryl for a girl.
For a girl. Yeah.
That is, I
it fits
love
her
it.
Perfect because she's always like, hi, Lala. They all call me Lala, which is weird because when Jimmy's first marriage, they're his kids when they were little would call me, one of them called me Lala and it stuck. And yeah, anyway,
that's
so
cute.
It's cute. Yeah, so in any case, so
now everyone's gonna start calling you Lala.
Hi Lala. Yeah, they call me that group calls me Lala. Yeah, it's cute. Except for Kevin, one time Jimmy's son, as he got older, he's like, you know what? Jimmy told me they were driving, and Kevin goes, why do they call Lynette Lala? And he goes, because when you were little, your sister said, called her that, you know, I guess just called her that. And Kevin was like, are you serious? Dude, that's kind of ridiculous. Where'd that come from? I don't know. Anyway, plans this. Okay. Positano. The island off – it's basically on the Amalfi Coast. It is.
Wow.
Like, it's right there on the Amalfi Coast. He finds this house, and it's like a couple stories. It's big enough to fit, like, probably 10 couples. It's right on the ocean water view. It was great. It was a beautiful place. People there cooking for you.
This and he flew everyone there? This sounds like one of those Real Housewives trips.
He paid for us. Everybody else were on there. They were on their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, no. As far as plane tickets, everybody had to pay for them. But
okay.
He paid for the house and all that. Yeah.
Wow.
No, he did it. And this was before his late night talk show. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jimmy's a great guy. So, all right. So we go. It's great. And it's a week. And the only time I go on vacation, actually, when it's a week-long vacation, is with Jimmy. Another time, we went on a cruise with his first wife, and it was a week. Never go on a cruise again. Ugh. Anyway, no, it was a lot of fun. So he gets this house.
We're not being sponsored by a cruise line.
No. He gets this house, and these little Italian – I just remember a husband and wife cooking for us. They had their own little quarters somewhere. I have pictures of this trip. I could show it at the San Francisco show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they were – you know, we'd wake up in the morning. There's a whole spread of prosciutto and lemon and – I mean melons and just – scrambled eggs, whatever you want. But it was hard to communicate with them because they did not speak a lick of English. And it was a lot of fun, though. And Sarah would do, like, yoga. Like, she would – oh, Daniel Kellis and his fiance at the time, Diane, went because –
Are they married now?
Yeah, they're married. And Daniel's a big yoga dude. And so she his fiance would do lead a yoga class in the mornings. Like, she's like, I'm just going to, you know, if you girls want to. So, of course, I had to because I don't want to be the one that's not
right.
The one wife out of everybody
just
that's
drinking
gonna, like, yeah,
in the
yeah,
morning.
I'm going to sit there and have my Bloody Mary watch you guys because I am not flexible. I try to do yoga. I wish I was into yoga. I just can't. But anyway, so it was a great trip. Then it starts to rain and it's nonstop rain. And it's 2 or 3 days in, and it's pouring, like torrential rain. And one day we went out to the Positano village or whatever, and we're shopping, and it's just – it's pouring rain. It's how are you supposed to, you know, stroll along, you know, the streets of Amalfi Coast? So Jimmy gets this idea, and he goes, you know what? And
he goes – he paid for them to change the weather?
Yes. He's like, I got a hotline to the weather. Yeah, exactly, to the atmosphere.
And he didn't even have a show yet.
Mm-mm. No, and this was after Ben Stein. No, anyway. So he goes, you know what? I don't know what. He and the guys were like, we're all going to go to Paris. We're just going to fly into Paris. Who's been to Paris? And I'm like, not me. And a couple of us haven't been there. And he goes, oh, you guys are going to love it. We're going to go into Paris. The weather there is beautiful. It's supposed to be gorgeous the rest of the week. It's only like, I don't know, a two-hour plane ride or something like that. And we're just going to fly into Paris. Now, Jimmy... Everybody's like, all right, Jimmy plans it. And I have this picture of him on the phone. He was on his cell phone. Back then, the cell phone, like, it was like one of the bigger ones, you know.
Right.
He is just on his cell phone for the morning until night, trying to get us all on the same plane or even break it in half where half of us get on one plane and the other half. So finally... After 12 hours, and I think we had a plan to go to this other city. What's the – Pompeii. And we went sightseeing there. And where everybody's walking around, everybody's sightseeing. Jimmy's sitting at the table, like in the middle of the square on
the
phone.
And it's raining, though, still?
This time it was on and off raining, but the forecast was downpour the rest of the week.
Right.
And so it was, you know, it was okay, but he's just sitting there on the phone and like Tony Barbieri's like, you got to check out, you got to get they got the best ice cream over there and the sherbet, you got to, you know, and Jimmy's like, yeah, okay, I'll try it after I get off the phone. No, he never got off the phone. He was on the phone like the whole time. So,
right.
So finally, he gets us tickets. He goes, but we're not on the same flight and it's going into Paris, but it's broke. We have to go and, you know, so four of us and whatever. So it was my group. It was me. It was Jimmy and Sarah and me and Adam and Daniel Kellison and his wife, Diane. And then the other group was Tony and Sal and Bill Simmons. They were in that group. So that was group B, group A, group B. We get to the airport. I have no
Charles
idea.
Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah. I have no idea, but it was a smaller airport because I think it from there to fly in, maybe there's like a Burbank version or I don't know. But it could have been Charles. I don't know. I can't remember.
You fly into Charles de Gaulle probably. That's Paris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So the airport we were at was like in Naples.
Okay.
Pretty sure. And Naples is like a small little village actually where my mom was from. So – we're at the airport, and he's at the ticket counter, and he's like, they've screwed up or something. As something happened, they screwed us up, and there's no seats. There's only seats for us us six.
Group A.
Group A. And the other group, Group B, is...
SOL?
Yeah. And...
They're staying in Amalfi?
Well, they were like, you could... Jimmy was like about to call it off. And then somebody said, oh, we can go to Rome. Oh, there's a flight to Rome. Well, we'd have to break, you know, split off. So we did split off. They went to Rome. We went to Paris. And then we met back at the airport in Italy to fly, yeah, to fly home. And it was, so when we went to Paris, it was sad. I hated it because I was like, oh, Melissa, my pal, like she's leaving, you know.
Right.
But it was fine because I didn't know Diane very well. And Sarah's, you know, Sarah's great. She was sweet. And we had a nice time. It was only like 3 days that we were there. And then our vacation was over. And then we all met back.
Paris people are a-holes.
Are they?
Somebody made fun of my shoes when I went to Paris with John.
Really?
And you'd think I was being paranoid, but John, who's like the least paranoid person, I was like, those people are making fun of me.
Really?
And he was like, oh my God, they are. Yeah. So these people, they're like making like faces, like judgy faces at my shoes. I don't know, because everyone fucking dresses up in Paris.
What?
And I was wearing like sneakers because yeah. I was a tourist.
Right.
You know, walking around.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like fancy shoes. But
that's...
I don't know. I'm not saying all people, but they weren't being very nice to us.
Oh,
and we had a good time.
Oh, really?
We stayed at a beautiful hotel that was Lutèce or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was that, but we went for New Year's Eve.
Oh.
In 2000, right after 9/11.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, the New Year's Eve following 9/11 is when we went, and the shoe bomber thing had just happened.
Oh, my
right
God. Yeah.
Too.
Weren't you scared? I would have been scared.
I don't remember being scared, but I was scared on the New Year's Eve. People were throwing little, like, I want to say Molotov cocktails, like these little bombs
yeah.
people
oh,
were throwing. It was terrible.
Fire.
It was mm-hmm. really scary in mm-hmm. the streets mm-hmm. on New Year's Eve. And then we couldn't get back to our hotel because all of the metros were packed. Like jam-packed, like, you know, 20 people deep waiting to get on it the whole time. We ended
oh
up walking back to our hotel. And then there was a party going on in the hotel.
Oh, my God.
That you had to pay like $50 a head. Extra,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go even if you were staying in the hotel.
Even if you were staying at the hotel,
if you were staying at the hotel, they wanted $50 to go, and you only got one drink.
Oh my
for that.
God!
And it was just to be in the hotel bar listening to loud music. It wasn't
that's
like
crazy.
You didn't get anything. So we were like, screw that. So
right.
We went out in the street, and then that was terrible. We walked back. We finally get back to our hotel, and then we were situated. Our room was over. The bar.
Oh.
And the music was so loud and it was that like,
oh,
and our room was vibrating
oh,
and we couldn't
God.
Go to sleep and we kept calling going, when is this
right.
over?
Yeah.
3 a.m. we were calling going like, we can't sleep.
I'd kill myself.
And they were like, no, it's going to go on all night. So they moved our room. It was a whole nightmare.
That does sound like a bad trip. That's
and then we went from there. We took a train to Florence.
Oh, well, that must have been nice.
Florence was great.
Yeah,
and then we went to Rome.
See that's
and
nice.
Rome was awesome.
I want to go to Rome. Well, see, I went to Italy, that was my trip to Italy.
Right,
that's the one and only time I've been there.
Florence was
beautiful.
Yeah,
I want to go to Florence.
Fun. We went to the museums.
Yeah,
and but John and I got in a big fight because I got drunk and started.
Oh
got drunk, stormed out of this restaurant, was walking down the streets, and John's like, where are you going? Like, we're in Florence.
Yeah, where do you think
you're
going?
What are you doing?
Right.
I was drunk
I'm gonna
and
go
mad.
Find myself
yeah,
a hot Italian guy.
I don't
guy.
Need anybody. You're not going to marry me. Fuck you. You don't know me. Yeah.
Good thing you're sober.
I know.
So I'll tell you how our trip ended because it kind of ended badly on a bad note. But before we talk about the end of that trip, let's talk about Zipa.
Zipa.
So, guys, if you have a husband or a wife that snores, this will help them out. This will help you out. This will help them out and help you out, right?
Yeah.
They stand behind every Zipa product sold. And it's, I guess it's a thing that goes over your mouth.
Yeah, it's molds to your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost is less than $100. In case you hear these commercials on the radio, but nobody ever actually says how much it is.
Right.
It's less than $100 and it's guaranteed. It's been cleared by the FDA as safe and effective.
Dr. Oz gives it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of celebrities, not just Dr. Oz, that stand behind it. Warren Sapp, Bob Eubanks. Yeah. So
it's definitely worth a try. That's for sure.
Oh, look. You know, I literally have heard commercials for this product on the radio like a million times, but I've never actually
seen it.
And we're looking at a picture of it. You can go online and see it. It's like a little appliance. It's kind of like a mouth guard.
That's exactly what it looks like.
But I think it supports your tongue and it opens your airway.
Oh, that's key. I should get that for Cousin
Sal.
So
now you guys know exactly actually what it is.
Mm-hmm. Go look at it at Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
Yeah.
And if you purchase one, put in the promo code FCOL.
And you'll get free shipping.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Also, we just want to tell you about Susie Orman. You can join financial guru Susie Orman with her podcast, Women and Money. That sounds like a good. It's a new podcast.
Really good.
Every Thursday on Podcast One, she'll answer your questions and help you become more empowered with your money. So Susie Orman, Women and Money.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
All right. So take us back. Take us back, back, back.
So we're in Paris, and Jimmy's feeling bad because it was kind of like a split second decision. I do remember that. Like, I remember like
the splitting off,
yes,
or just the going to Paris.
The splitting off. I remember sitting there, and we're about to board, and they come and they're like, "All right, you guys, who wants to go to Rome?" And we were like, "What? We have to split up." What? Really? And so that group, you know, everybody just went where they wanted to go. It wasn't like, you guys are coming here, you guys, whatever. So so our group goes to Paris and for like 3 days. And the last day, and I remember shopping with Sarah, and I remember like that was kind of fun. It was very expensive, and it just seemed like, I don't know. It didn't seem real to me. I don't know why. I've never been to Europe, never been anywhere. And like now I'm shopping with Sarah Silverman in Paris. Like it was kind of crazy. Then we went to some, not a strip club.
You vacationed with Sarah. I mean, you must kind of know her well.
Yeah. She's super, super sweet. She really is. So we then at night we went to like some it wasn't a strip club, but it was like one of those
burlesque.
Yeah, a burlesque show. Exactly. And like because Daniel's very
in Paris.
Yeah. Daniel's very worldly and knows like where to go and what to do. And he's like, you know, he's like, we got to go check it out. So we did that. Then the final day,
did you go to the Moulin Rouge?
No, it wasn't Mulan. No, it wasn't that. No.
Okay.
But the final day, I went to breakfast. We were leaving, and we were going back to the airport to meet everybody to go back home. And I had breakfast with Adam. And after that breakfast, I started feeling queasy. And we're back. And so we walk back to the hotel room, and now I'm like, something's up. Like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And then I threw up at the hotel room. And then Jimmy comes and knocks on the door. Are you guys ready? Want to go? We got the cab. Let's go. And Adam's like, hold on. Lynette's throwing up. And Jimmy goes off. And I said, I'll be ready in a second. Let me just throw up. I'll feel better. And I did, and we went downstairs, and I was like, where's Jimmy? And Sarah's like, oh, he went, he's looking, there's some sort of anti-throw-up medicine that he's on the hunt for, and he went to a couple stores to find it. And he found it, and he brought it back to me, and he gave it to me. Why Adam's not doing this, by the way? It's Jimmy. Jimmy's on the hunt for medicine for me. So he comes back. He gives it to me. And then we get in the car. And it's just me. It's just the four of us. The other ones went in their cab. And the guys are in the back. And Jimmy's like, Lynette, you should sit in the front because that way you won't get car sick. And I go, okay. And after he gave it to me, I just remember like the taste in my mouth. It just made me I just started throwing up inside the cab. I know. I threw up all over the floor, and I threw up a lot because we just ate breakfast. And when I threw up, I don't know. It just was like, where is all this coming from? It was insane.
Oh, no.
And I just remember like, oh, I'm so sorry to the cab driver. I'm sorry. He goes, it's okay. No, no, it's okay. It's okay. He was so nice. See, there's one cab driver that's really nice.
Wow.
He was super nice. He found like some bag, and he gave me a bag. I threw up again, and I just could not stop throwing up. We got to the airport. We met up with everybody, and we're sitting at the airport. I remember Sal going, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together. And everybody's like, oh, God. Like, I don't know why, but that's just something that's stuck in my memory. And we get on the – then they start boarding, and I'm scared. Now I got to sit on this airplane ride back to L.A. from Italy, and I'm thinking, what? What am I going to do? And so they said, you can – Lynette, why don't you go on first so you get settled? Something was like – I felt – like
food poisoning?
It wasn't food poisoning. I felt like the shivers and
stomach
I was getting
–
yeah.
Flu.
Yeah. I remember going back home. I called Dr. Drew, and Drew was like, listen, it happens all the time when you travel. It's just, you know, you're not used. Your body's not used to whatever. And you can pick up something easily. And he's like, you just got the stomach flu. And so I get on the plane, and I go into the bathroom. There's one bathroom in the front of the plane. Throw up. In the bathroom, immediately, of course, and clogged the sink. So now that bathroom is out of order the whole way.
Oh, no, shut up.
I know. It's horrible. I kept going, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I should have thrown up in the toilet, yes. But I just when I throw up, I can't. And I know this is making people nauseous, but I can't do the toilet scene because it's just too much. It just, I don't want to stick my face in the toilet when I'm like about to throw up, right? So I go for the sink. And unfortunately, you know, the plain sink doesn't hold
very
much.
No, it doesn't.
And it just clogged up. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then they gave me a bag, obviously. And that was the last time I threw up the rest of the time. And the rest of the time.
That's good.
Yes, thank God. I remember putting a blanket on top of blanket. I couldn't get – I was freezing. I was shivering. And I was like that the whole way home.
Oh, my God.
That was my trip to Europe.
Oh, my God. I would, like, never travel again if that happened to me.
I know. But it's a good story. It makes for a good story, I guess. It was off. It was one of the most awful – really the sickest I've probably ever – I don't know. I can't remember. That was really bad. I mean, fever and shivering and throwing up so many times that it was just – yeah, it was bad. But the rest of the part was fun. Everybody else had fun.
So did the other people have fun in Rome?
They did. But, of course, you know, like Cousin Sal and Tony, like they had to like give us shit for it, you know. But, they you know, you can't because it wasn't anybody's fault. It wasn't – you can't blame Jimmy. The guy was trying his hardest to get us all on the same. So they went to Rome. They said they had fun. They had a good time. So, yeah. Actually, now I think it was two nights, the last two nights. Is when we went, yeah.
When we went to Paris and then we were leaving Paris, it was the winter and it was freezing out.
Really?
Yeah, it was really, really cold.
What time of year? So
it was winter. We went like...
Oh, yeah. You went for New Year's Eve.
So it was January.
Yeah.
January 1st, mm-hmm. End of December. Mm-hmm. And I remember that we went... So we had all of our... We'd got all of our bags packed because mm-hmm. we were leaving Paris and then we were going to Florence. And it's like all day we had booked this train.
Right. That's fun.
We got the Metro Rail pass, mm-hmm. right? So we have to go to this little station. It's outdoor station mm-hmm. and it's freaking freezing and it's wow. windy. And it's like I think we were doing sort of like a red eye version of a train. So yeah. It was like the evening. Mm-hmm. I think we were leaving at like 5 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. We get to this train station and we're waiting and waiting and we don't speak the language,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
And I'm just not a good traveler.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like traveling. I don't like a bunch of unknown. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when I don't speak the language and I'm scared and yeah. I can't communicate and I don't – is there tipping?
Right.
I just feel so
yeah,
out of –
you got to change the money. Yeah. Yeah.
I do not find that relaxing mm. at all. I like mm-hmm. resorts.
Oh, me too.
I like all-inclusive resorts.
Yes. Rancho Relaxo.
Yes. So I'm just not adventurous.
No, I'm not an adventurous person.
I'm admitting it about myself.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like, why do I need to sightsee? I could look on Google and see pictures of stuff. Right. I don't need to go see it in person. We've talked about that. But so we're in the station and it's freezing cold and time is ticking by and we don't see the train and we can't understand. Like it says the time, we sort of have like an itinerary and we know that this train is supposed to be there, but it's just not there. And we can't really ask people because it's not like – it's such a small place. There's not like a bunch of American tourists.
Right.
It's a weird off-season time to be traveling.
Were people standing around like waiting for the train too?
Yes, kind of.
Yeah.
But I was freezing and I have on like gloves and a hat and a warm coat, but I'm freezing. Mm-hmm. And you know that where you start to just be like every minute feels like an hour?
Yes.
It's like I'm not going to make it. I can't be out here for 4 hours.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I'm just starting to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the train comes, but I have to say we'd been waiting for like 2 hours. And there's no like refreshments.
Oh,
you can't get like a hot cocoa. Like it's weird outdoor.
And it's outdoors.
It's just like an outdoor station where there's just people waiting and there's like not – that's why it's not like a – where you can – there's not like electronic boards that are lighting up with when your train's coming.
Yeah.
So there's no way to update people with like this train's going to be. Finally, the train comes and we're like, oh my God. It's like a miracle. Oh my God. It's here. This is the right train that we have to get on to get to. Okay. So we go to get on the train. The guy, the conductor guy takes the ticket and he's like, the ticket's not stamped. And we're like, excuse me? Excuse moi? He's like, it's trying in broken English to go like, we didn't know when the first time you use like your Eurorail pass or whatever, you have to get it stamped at like this office before you can start using it, I guess, right? However it worked, we hadn't done the thing that you were supposed to do. Now, I'm like, we have all of our bags are packed. We have no hotel. And you can't get a hotel. This is like New Year's Day or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, and I'm like, John, they have to let us on the train.
Yes.
And he's trying to argue. He's talking to the guy and he's like, look, we didn't know. Like, where do we get this thing stamped?
Right.
And he's like, you know, at the office or whatever, it's too late now. They're closed. He's like, you have to go back there during the day.
Oh, my God.
To get your thing stamped. And we're like, I'm like, I start crying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm crying
now.
Yeah. Hard. Like, I'm like, you don't understand. Like, I have to get on this train. And John's like, you know, my girlfriend is like, she's really cold. We don't have anywhere to stay. Like, we don't have a hotel. We can't go get a hotel. Like, we're booked into a hotel the next day in Florence.
Right.
Like, we don't. Well, the guy let us on the train. It was a miracle. But John's always like, it was you crying.
Yeah.
Like, because he was looking at me, looking at John, looking at me. And I'm just like, ah! And he's like, all right, get on the train. But then we had to get our things stamped. When we got, like, as soon as we got there, we had somehow he said, I don't know, John's trying to bribe him.
Uh-huh.
John's, like, trying to give him $20, you know, or whatever.
And he wouldn't take it?
I think he did.
Mm.
I think he did. But it was also because I was crying. Anyway, we got on the thing, on the train.
Wow.
But then I started feeling sick. And John's thinking this is going to be this romantic train ride. But I'd been crying. And now John's got a bottle of wine, like... And it's just this, it's not comfortable.
Right.
And I just want to go to bed and get warm. And John's like by himself having some wine, trying to point out little cute towns along the way.
Drinking his sorrows.
Not fun. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the worst feeling. I hate that feeling. That all you want to do is like lay down, but you're stuck.
It was like a 10-hour train
ride.
I mean, it was really long.
Holy shit.
It was supposed to be beautiful and romantic and like John loves trains and you know, it's like a little sleeper car that we got, like we upgraded to like a nice, but it's not, it's like a little, it's like very small, little like bunk bed kind
like
of thing.
Like on I Love Lucy,
It's not like,
Yeah, no.
But then Florence was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good show.
Yeah. Listen, you guys like our show, right? go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, tell a friend, give us 5 stars, and download, subscribe. And we'll see you in San Francisco.
We will. June 2nd.
Yeah, go get your tickets.
Cobb's Comedy Club, 8 p.m. show. Mm-hmm. Get there at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There's a meetup happening.
Meetup happening before at a hotel.
Yeah.
I want to say it's the Sheraton. Could be a Hilton. I don't know. Go on Facebook and see what everybody's talking about.
Right.
So, and thank you to all of our sponsors, including ADT. Get ADT to help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. For a limited time, you can get ADT's lowest rate. Starts at just $28.99 a month. I think that's what we have. We might pay a little bit more for the two-way so that if there's trouble, if shit goes sideways, we can like press a button and be like, ADT, help.
Right.
So they can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also now ADT Go, which features include family locator, automatic check-in, safe driving reports, 24/7 emergency response. So if you want to take advantage of ADT's lowest rate, go to ADT.com/podcast to learn more today.
With a 36-month monitoring contract, early termination and installation fees apply. Excludes taxes and fees. Applies to traditional services only. Certain markets excluded. Licenses available at ADT.com.
Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon.
Is on fire. There's going to be a good Patreon this week.
Yeah.
It's between me and Lynette, and I both have something to discuss on Patreon. Mm-hmm. We might record them both today.
Yeah.
Maybe just one.
So but we're backed up on good stories.
Yes. Yeah. We're like 3 deep with good stories for Patreon.
I'm still on the fence if I can talk about it. We'll see.
It's where we can talk about stuff that's just, you know, that's like, please don't tell anybody.
Right.
Stop tweeting.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
This is private feed.
Right.
For only $5 a month, you can listen to all of our private stories on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
For $50 a month, your business can get a shout out, such as Letty Molina, who does CBD oil. Go to HempWorks, WORX.com/LMolina, MOLINA, and hear more about how CBD oils can help you and your dog. Kristen Ross is a babyerge. Okay, it's a concierge for like baby stuff, for baby crap. So you can pimp out your hotel room, your car, whatever you need if you're in San Diego. Go to babyerge, babierge.com/Kristin, KRISTIN 119. Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms find who they are after motherhood. ShamelessMom.com.
Go subscribe.
Yeah. The Wayne Foundation. Ulysses.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our boy Ulysses.
He pays monthly to have the shout out.
He does. But for the Wayne Foundation, Jamie Walton runs it. Go to waynefdn.org to help them out. Get girls out of sexual trafficking. They're doing good work over there. Mm-hmm. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus, adds the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Help find out more about Juice Plus. Go to Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Shelby Mullen, Woof and Wild. they make bandanas for your dog.
Cute. That's
I
very
know.
Cute.
We all have dogs. And $1 from every sale is donated to animal rescues and organizations. Go to woofandwild.com. And Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. She'll
pimp you out.
Hell yeah. National Online Interior Design Service. Go to interiorchicago.com and look for Kate Marengo. And let her help you out.
Yes.
You know? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
More next week.
Thank you. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con le butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two. On an evening in Roma,
Do they take them for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew. On an evening in Omaha, though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one, and that is one too few. On an evening in Roma, don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con le butto belle fasteggia. Sotto il cielo di Roma, don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, sotto il cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.